and Alley Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Alley. 5:39. It's going to be cold today. High of like 19 or so. It's almost 10 right now at Kiss FM.
Nice.
I was talking to the lady at the gas station this morning. I was like, I know that it's Wisconsin, and I know this is what we signed up for, the cold, but is it too much to ask for a little break?
But why did we sign up?
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear to God, if I didn't have this job, I'd be in another state so quick. All you people that work like jobs you could work anywhere else, I don't get it. Take your family and go, because I would do the same.
Get on LinkedIn right now. Set the filter to something on the West Coast or South.
Well, I don't have family here, so it'd be easy to up and go, but like, I get why people stay where their family is, but I do wonder that. Like, if you're a dentist.
Yeah.
Why are you here? You know what I mean? Like, go to Florida, and you where it's warm.
And you won't miss us if you genuinely like the show. Take the radio.com app and you can listen to us. It'll be fine.
Or don't. Just go where it's warm.
Whatever.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
We don't judge you.
No.
Do you have good news to start the day?
I do have good news.
What is your good news, Allie?
Hudson.
Yes. Your youngest one?
Yes, my 5-year-old got into, you ready for this?
What?
My razor that I shaved my legs with.
What?
Like, took it out of the, like, found it in the bathroom in the shower.
Yeah.
Went in there and, like, didn't know what it was.
I was going to say, did he know what to do with it? Has he seen you using a razor?
No, never. He's never seen me in the shower.
Right.
He cut himself.
What?
I go in there and he goes, Mommy, on his knee.
On his hand?
On his knee. And I go, why are you bleeding?
And he goes...
And then I look over, I see blood on the side of the... Like, he got in the tub.
Jesus Christ. He
didn't even know what it was. He just saw it. And I've never let him get in the tub without me. Like, he did it on his own. Like, he went in there, and I'm like, why are you in the tub? What are you doing right now? Give me the razor. I'm like, what are you... Yeah.
Where's the good news?
The good news is, it's coming. He's okay.
My son cut himself with a razor. That's my good news.
He's okay. Having to explain what a razor was to him, you should have seen his face.
Yes.
He's like, I go, this is a blade. I go, what did you do with this? He goes, I was just hitting my leg with it. I go, what?
He didn't know. It looks like a little hammer, I'm sure.
Didn't know.
He's like, oh, I was going to hit my leg with it.
And I'm always conscious of the razors.
Yeah.
I always move them because of the kids. Or I shut the shower curtain. So the fact that he found that thing, I was shocked because I am conscious of it. I was like, can't you find something I'm not conscious of? Jeez.
Right.
You find
a
razor,
some Q-tips,
something that can hurt
you. A tampon,
so something. He's okay. He got a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
It was, but he
good.
Cut himself, and he learned, and he's never going to touch that razor again.
Good.
Let me tell you.
My good news is that I made it through the entire second part of the Michael Jackson documentary last night. Glued to it. I even stayed up for the Oprah interview afterwards, and I can't believe
people are mad at Oprah. Really,
she said that in the interview. She goes, "People are going to be mad at me.
So
people are going to be mad at you.
If you're mad at Oprah because she's standing up and saying it's time for Michael Jackson to go because he's a child molester, and now we have like all these victims that have spoken out for how many years? How are we going to put up with this for how long?"
Oprah said last night during her interview, she goes, "I've done 200 and some episodes on child abuse. During her career.
Yeah,
like, she's tried to shine a light."
She's gone through child abuse.
Yeah. So she asked him some hard-hitting questions like, would you do this if Michael Jackson was still alive? Would you still come out with a movie? Like questions like that where everybody's like, ooh, she's so good at interviews.
And what'd they say?
They said yes, they would have if he was still alive. But the first part was about all the abuse and their allegations. The second part was more about, you lied about it. Why did you lie about it? And why are you now coming out about it?
To the victims?
Yes.
Which is a lot of victims lie about it.
Right.
That's because of shame.
Yes.
And embarrassment.
They didn't think of it as abuse because they felt good and they were like, oh, this is okay.
Well, that's the problem with children, and Oprah talks about that. Like, if sexual abuse feels good, you think that you're not being abused because you don't know what to do, which is like really screwed up for a child, you know?
Sometimes you think abuse as physical, like harming, violent, angry, but it doesn't have to be that.
Mm.
Abuse is such a broad term. She talks about that
big
too.
Big time. Psychological,
Such a good documentary. If you have HBO, I would highly recommend.
Well, and if someone's abusing you and you're a child, you might think that's normal because what happens in your childhood is what you think is normal, right?
Which is awful.
And
that he had conditioned them to do this, and Michael Jackson would tell them, like, if this ever happens, you can't tell anybody because we'll go to jail for life.
And then people get mad at Oprah for saying enough of Michael Jackson. Wow.
Yeah.
People
got to
get over the fame thing, people.
People are mad at Wade Robson and the other guy. Safechuck. People are mad at them, too. But good
news,
let's
let the guys in the NFL who beat women, let's let them stay, too, because they're famous. I mean, what the hell?
They do let them stay.
Seven 877-1037. Feel free to text if you're getting pissed like we are.
Yeah, text into the conversation with us. That's good news, though, that we're getting pissed about it, I guess. Going to the gym with the measles sounds like a bad idea, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, how do you... I don't even know what it's like when you have the measles. Can you even work out?
I'll tell you tell you what this guy did here in a second. Cold today, a high of 19. We got your chance to see Legally Blonde, the musical at the Riverside Theater, coming up in less than 10 minutes with the Morning Quickie. So, this Brookfield guy stays in a La Crosse hotel, and there's a family there that has the measles. So, they think that this guy might have the measles.
Okay, in La Crosse. He's in La Crosse. Okay.
So, and then he came back to Waukesha because he was staying at a La Crosse hotel.
Aren't you staying in a La Crosse hotel this week?
You're staying in a La Crosse hotel.
This is getting weirder by the minute.
That is weird.
You're going to La Crosse for a work thing, and you're staying in a hotel. That is weird.
I just thought about that. I got to check into that hotel.
Weird. Okay, so anyway,
he comes back to Brookfield, right?
Yeah.
Him and his wife.
Come back from La Crosse.
He's under quarantine. He doesn't believe that he's infected. So they're like, no, you have to be under quarantine. He's like, I'm not going to do that. I don't have any symptoms.
I was going to say, do we know if he was ever vaccinated?
He doesn't have proof that he's been vaccinated.
Oh, this moron.
And that's where it happens. So they said you have to be quarantined because you don't have proof of your vaccinations. He rejects the quarantine.
They put
cops in front of his house to make sure he doesn't leave.
Because it can kill people. Like,
yes.
You could be a murderer if you leave your house and go somewhere. Yeah, I didn't know they put cops in front. That's crazy.
So he gets so stir crazy at being at home. He wants to go out and work out. He was like, I don't have any symptoms. This is crazy. I don't think it's that big of a deal. So he hides in the back of his wife's car while she drives
out.
And they both go to the gym. The Gold's Gym in Waukesha. Yes. They end up finding the guy. And now him and his wife are facing 30 days in jail.
Good. Because you could have killed somebody.
You could have.
Does he have measles?
Measles, he said he doesn't have any symptoms yet. But the measles are making a comeback. I don't know if you've seen this.
But it doesn't, could you carry it and not have it, though, and
you could give it
to somebody else, right?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I
wouldn't be able to say that confidently, yes or no. All I know is
people in the medical field up right now at 6 a.m. driving to work. 414-799-1037.
All I know is if you're under quarantine and there's cops in front of your house, stay in your house, you idiot.
So he goes to Gold's Gym.
Yes.
And then what is Gold's Gym? Gold's Gym was probably pissed.
I'm sure they were, yes.
What the hell?
He said he was going crazy after five days of quarantine.
He's local. Tell us this moron.
He's local. We'll find his name. We'll put him on blast.
God,
we'll
call him your first name.
We'll call him Antonio. Because that sounds
Bill,
like a type
Antonio,
of name.
Whatever the hell your name is, you dumb dumb.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, Luke Perry, this sucks. Luke Perry died at the age of 52 yesterday. Oh, it brings back, I'm getting goosebumps from the 90210 theme, because I was in high school when it came out.
Yeah.
I watched it religiously every week with the commercials like we did back then with the no DVRs.
Yes, you had to wait through them all.
I laid on my bed in my bedroom. I'll never forget it. My 90s bedroom with all my 90s posters on the wall. I sat on my bed and watched TV for the full hour every week for 90210.
You had to time bathroom break so you could get back in time.
You actually went and got food during the commercials. That's when you got up. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So he passed away. He's been starring in Riverdale, though, which is another great hit show. Might have been the only reason he did not sign on to the 90210 reboot.
Yeah.
But the weirdest part about this whole story is that, and I'm going to get into who else died yesterday of suicide because that got totally covered up by this. Because this was a really big shock to people.
Uh-huh.
When he had the stroke last week, that was the same day they announced the 90210 reboot with the original cast, which was weird, and he hadn't signed on to it. He was the only one. And I assumed he was the only one because he was already on a hit show. He didn't really need to do a reboot. Everyone else did.
Uh-huh. He was all right on his own.
Yeah, I mean, Riverdale's doing just fine, but it's so sad because now Luke Perry has died. And Betty, they shut down production on Riverdale, of course, for a little while. Lily Reinhart, she plays Betty on Riverdale. She just said, I'm finding it hard to grasp. He will no longer be around to give long hugs and share his wisdom and kindness with all of us. I just can't believe it. And, you know, I didn't even realize Luke Perry had two kids.
Yeah.
He keeps that personal life private, boy. He has a fiance, two kids.
He did talk one time about his kids and how they always flip by him on the TV all the time.
Yeah.
When he's on TV.
I've seen my children sit on the couch with the remote control.
Yeah.
and flip by me like three different
times. No way.
Like, yeah, I'll be on three different channels. And, they'll stop it like a mayonnaise commercial. They'll flip right by me like I'm not even there.
Hey, Luke, my kids do that on the radio, too.
Yeah, they do.
Hear me and they keep going, so it's okay. Luke, I feel you. I know you're right. In heaven, but I feel you. Okay, second person that died yesterday, and this kind of got covered up because of the Luke Perry thing. This guy wasn't as famous as Luke Perry, obviously, but still sad at the same time. Lead singer Prodigy, Keith Flint, found dead of suicide at the age of 49.
All right, this song.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
All these 90s, like,
that was
stars.
A suicide? That was,
suicide, correct. Yes, it happened over the weekend, and
I saw that it was sudden. Anytime I see a sudden death of somebody young, I worry about that, especially with a guy like this and the Prodigy.
The co-founder of the group Prodigy just wrote, "I'm shell-shocked, confused, and heartbroken." Yeah. So they found him at his home in London, and it was non-suspicious. So, they're saying it's by suicide. So, and Prodigy has sold 30 million records. That's a lot.
Well, remember all the movies this song was in, like Charlie's Angels? Back in the day, all the movies in the 90s and the 2000s.
This was a big song, not in Charlie's Angels, and you know what scene it was with Justin Theroux fighting the women.
It was always in a fight
scene,
this song.
Jennifer Aniston's ex-dude, which we didn't know was him at the time, really.
So that's always in the fight scenes.
Always the fight scene. Yeah. So lead singer Prodigy found dead at 49, and then Luke Perry, of course, the worst, dead at 52 from a stroke. Yeah. Production on Riverdale shut down for the time being, and then it'll be back. So
anytime we do mention suicide, if you or somebody know struggling with it, you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-87... Oh, my God. I just forgot
Riggs,
it right now. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. It's okay. Look it up.
1-800-273-TALK. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Anyway, so what's going on?
When you don't pay for a meal, how do you tip? How do you deal with the gratuity when somebody is comping your meal?
You tip them as you would. You find out how much the meal was that you were comped, and then you tip on that amount.
I'm glad that you said that because I think the same thing. I'm of the same mind. Like if I
would
go,
what else would you do? Not tip?
No, of course I would tip.
Okay,
but if I go in with a coupon, I'll also tip on the full amount of the bill. So if I go in with a $20 coupon or $20 gift certificate and I spend $100, I'll tip on the $100 because I feel that you should tip on the full amount of the bill. So we go to the Lux Domes over the weekend, my wife and I, and she had booked them,
which is those things above Benelux downtown, because nobody knows what the Lux Domes are if you don't explain it.
They are, the little plastic domes up on the, they've put them on the patio.
They're
of
outdoor
Benelux.
Domes to drink inside of, on top of the bar downtown.
Right. You can fit 8 people inside them. There's a little heater in there.
Yeah.
My wife had booked one back in February, but she booked it before she knew a polar vortex was coming through.
Yeah.
And it like ripped up 2 or 3 of those domes.
Oh, and they had to reschedule
My wife's and a couple other ones on that night had to be rescheduled. So they comped the dome for us. Very nice. They comped the meal for us, which we didn't know. So the server tells us at the end, we're taking care of your meal because there was a confusion with the domes. We were like, that's totally unexpected. Thank you very much. Props to you and the management for making good on it. And I was like, we should leave some sort of a tip. So we left $40 on the table.
And how much was the bill?
There were 7 people. She didn't bring a check. We didn't get
but
a check at all.
But you don't know how much it was.
She just said it's on the house. Don't worry about it at all.
$40 would be $200 of a bill.
You
Does
think
that
that's
think
fair?
What it was?
Yes. I would
then
think it'd
think
be
that's
about,
fine.
There were 6 people total.
So what's the problem?
Everybody had a beer or two. She thought we should have left more.
More?
She said more. She goes, I don't
think
we left enough.
What are you going to give 900%?
I was like, if we didn't pay for the meal, unless we'd pay for the full meal, she would leave her a $200 tip. She thought, well, this should have been more because you're not paying for the meal. And somebody else at
your
the table agreed.
Your wife's too worried about what people think.
And somebody
Tell
else
her
at the, somebody
20%.
Else at the, somebody else at the table agreed, and they go,
no.
Well, since we're not paying for the meal, I would tip more.
Let me tell you why, because you know who comped your meal? The restaurant. The waiter or waitress did not comp your meal.
Right.
You are trying to reward them with a bigger tip. They did nothing but serve you. It is just like everything else. Give them the 20% or more if they deserve it. But why?
But she did, too.
You're literally trying to say thank you to a server who didn't give you a free meal.
I know.
The owner or the manager is not getting that tip.
Nope.
And they don't care.
Nope. So
so I'm with you.
Thank you.
You tip on the amount that the bill would be if you get a free meal.
Yes. But
that's
what
I say.
She was losing sleep over it. She was like, do you think we left
Stop
her enough?
It.
Do you think we left
oh
her enough?
Oh my God, your wife has so much anxiety.
She does. I know.
She,
I was like,
does she,
yes, of course we left her enough.
She's stressed about it later?
Yes, afterwards.
Stop.
She was like, do you think we left her enough? And
Stop.
I go, you need to stop.
This is called, this is go, like, yeah. No, but this is classic anxiety that people 100%. Have to call out in other people and say, this, you can not live like, you don't have to live like this.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to be stressed out like this.
That's why she's talking to somebody about her anxiety.
Oh, good, yes. Good. I remember knows, spending yes. days thinking about, days.
Yes.
That's insane that I ever live like that. That's insane.
The next day, I was like, I'm not even
You're
thinking about
talking,
that.
You're still talking, like, why are you worrying?
That's so far in the past for me right now, I'm
but
not even thinking about it.
But it takes a person in your life to say, either you worry too much, you're thinking of, you don't recognize your anxiety until somebody else points it out a lot of times.
Over giving somebody more money.
More money. Yeah. Like, that's, was she, yeah.
Yes. So
well,
I had to convince her again,
you.
Yes, that it was $40 was plenty for six people. For we were only there for maybe an hour and some change. So.
If they comp your meal, you tip on whatever the meal would have cost.
So I said at the end of the day, that server, she made like $40 an hour, which is great.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds like a lot of money for
that's
me.
A ton of money.
Yeah, it is.
That's a $200 bill.
Oh, thank you.
Riggs,
you tell me
it's
I was
fine.
Right with my wife?
For once.
Can we call her and tell her, please?
No.
Oh, damn it. I just realized we have to talk about your crotch now.
Ah! We're not talking about that, but we will talk about this thing that is going viral that had me dying. I've never seen more fake news. I mean, we joke about it, but it's literally... Just tell the story, and then I'll tell you all my opinion on it, since I've done keto now for 8 months.
Sure. Hold on a second. Happy Punchki Day, by the way. People handing out jelly
happy
donuts.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Cold today, high of 19. We're 23 days away from opening day. That's something to look forward to, right? The Brewers opening day.
Yes, abso-freaking-lutely. And did you see...
Christian Yelich
has a cameo
on Magnum P.I. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, look at you go.
Getting a TV role. He went, Magnum P.I., that show's still on.
Oh, it's TV. I thought it was a movie.
It looked like, it was a TV show, Magnum P.I.
Oh, I thought they were doing a Magnum P.I. movie.
Are they?
We don't even know.
We don't even know. That's.
I think that was a movie, Riggs, but I could be wrong. Anyway, who the hell cares?
We're excited to see Christian Yelich outside the baseball diamond.
Yes.
So the keto crotch is apparently a thing, is what the internet is saying.
I was dying when I saw this. Okay, so first I see the headline.
Some woman wrote this on a Reddit thread.
Okay.
That she had
a smelly crotch from keto.
From what she thought was bacteria vaginosis, is what she called
it. Which, I don't know if that has anything to do with keto. I mean, you get that no matter what. As a woman, you can get that from all kinds of things, but anyway.
So that's what she claimed this, and it sparked this whole thing about keto crotch and how doing the keto diet gives you keto crotch with a smelly crotch. Is there any truth to this? Because you are on the keto diet.
Look, I will tell it 100%.
Yes.
You know I don't give a darn, right?
I know. Because you've lost, 123
pounds on keto.
Yeah.
I have never had this issue. No, and I talk to women about all kinds of nasty things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go there with my girlfriends. Never heard this story. And I was talking to the women. Well, actually, I wasn't talking to them. I saw them say, for medical weight loss and wellness, in 8 years of coaching women, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women who've lost weight, they've never seen a case of this.
And they're nurses, by the way,
And nurse practitioners, and they do keto. So, like, I laughed because the only thing I thought was somebody's freaking out in the diet industry because keto's blowing up. You've seen Weight Watchers has now lost money because of the keto diet. You've seen all these other diets lose money because of keto right now. Fine, I understand. They're freaking out.
Well, sure.
You see Jillian Michaels go off about keto because it's against what her brand stands for.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's like some of these things do go viral. Like, it becomes an anti-keto campaign by someone who is being affected by it. Like Jillian Michaels. Because Jillian Michaels cracks me up because on her show, you make people work out for 9 hours a day as if they could ever maintain that. But then you have the balls to go and say keto's bad. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you preach is awful. Like, nobody can maintain 9 hours a day of working out.
My personal opinion, I think it's a healthy balance of both. Eating what's good for you, eat what's best for you, for your body, for your diet. Exercise moderately when you can. That's it. Be healthy. It's a lifestyle change.
Who cares? As long as a diet works for you, do it.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. If you like working out and counting calories, and that's what works for you,
then do it.
Awesome. If you like doing keto like me, because cutting carbs you like it because you don't have the cravings, the sugars out of your body, do it.
Yeah.
If you want to eat 7 donuts on Fat Tuesday, do
yes,
it.
Yes, eat a whole
I
box of Poonskis. Do you.
But keto crotch is not a thing. I hate to break it to you.
But if I'm going
to
lose 120 pounds, and have a stinky crotch, I'll take the stinky crotch all
day. Riggs, can I just say women...
Like, what's that?
It's not that women... This doesn't happen, but I love it that they're trying to blame it on the diet.
Yes. Because it can't happen. They said
my hormones have been regulated way more since I lost weight. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in a better place hormonally, so I don't know what they're talking about, but that's
keto
funny.
Keto crotch.
So funny.
You wear the stinky crotch.
Jillian Michaels did it.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is awful. Luke Perry died yesterday. We're going to get into the other celebrity that passed away from suicide yesterday, but because that got kind of covered up with the Luke Perry stuff. But he died, age of 52, had a stroke last week. And I remember talking about this and never thinking it would take this turn, or at least hoping it wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you never know when somebody has a stroke. It could go one of two ways. I've seen it go fine.
Young.
I've seen somebody have a stroke at... I've seen people have strokes in their 40s that come back and they're okay.
So young,
at 52.
Yeah, Luke Perry passed away and he had the stroke last week. He was surrounded by his whole family, including his kids, his fiance, his ex-wife, his mom, his stepfather, his brother, his sister. Yeah. So everyone was around him when he passed, and just awful, but died at the age of 52. Takes me back to my 90210 days, laying in my bedroom on my bed, watching 90210 in real time because there was no DVR, and going to the bathroom and getting food when there was a commercial, because that's how we watched 90210 in high school, people.
Remember Dylan and Brenda when he tried to get Brenda to go with him? Remember
this? when Brenda gave it up?
We've been going out for 2 months now. I have been absolutely faithful to you, and all I get is a bunch of promises and a lot of I'm sorry. President's Day weekend, you're going to spend 3 days in Palm Springs with Kelly and Donna.
What's wrong with that?
How about I get us a room?
Where?
In Palm Springs. Kelly and Donna can drop you off at the hotel, and you can tell your parents you're staying with them, and then we'll have 3 whole days to spend together.
Oh, my God.
Know. Yes.
Shannon Gordy.
Could you imagine a man talking to, like, hearing a man's, I couldn't imagine a guy saying that to me in high school anymore. Yeah. Like, come on. You're going to go spend with your friends and not have sex with me? Like, he's pressuring her into having sex in that scene.
Yeah.
And he does, it was part of the storyline, which was relatable to high school kids. I mean, let's not act like they weren't doing it. I mean, we were doing it.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't think so, but we were.
Right.
Just so, like they are now.
They are.
Yeah.
That was the show that all the girls in high school watched. I never got into 90210 like the women in my life did.
But Riverdale's solid too.
Yes.
And he was on Riverdale. They've shut down production of Riverdale now.
Yeah.
Until the cast can kind of, you know, pull it together and they can figure out what they're going
to
do.
What do they do when you have to write out the character?
That's crazy.
Well, they have to take care of
it. Ask Jussie Smollett. I'm sure Luke Perry doesn't want to be associated with him. But And by the way, there was another death in the music world yesterday, but it got totally covered up because of the Luke Perry stuff. The lead singer of Prodigy.
Remember
the song? Uh-huh. Keith Flint found dead of suicide at the age of 49. His bandmates said they're completely confused, but they've been around for 20 years, something like that, at least. They've sold 30 million records. I remember this being in Charlie's Angels when Justin Theroux is fighting all the women. He's fighting Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu. And, I mean, this is just one of those songs you remember.
So many fighting scenes had this song.
Probably.
Movie trailers from the 1990s and 2000s.
So I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny, but the lead singer of Prodigy found dead of suicide at 49 at his home in London. And then, of course, you might have missed that because Luke Perry died yesterday after having a stroke last week at the age of 52. So
two deaths and
really sad stuff.
It's sad. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. It's 1-800-273-8255. Anytime we talk about suicide, I want to throw that out there. You all should.
Now I'm going to go back to watching reruns of
90210, yes.
Okay, thanks.
No, Dylan.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind. And now, Missed Connections. From Craigslist.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This one happened at a bar, as most, or some Missed Connections do. This one happened at the Slippery Rail Bar in Allenton.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know where Allenton was. I had to Google Maps that ish. It's like west of West Bend. It's in the middle of nowhere. So he writes, long shot you'll see this, but it's worth a try. Hopefully I'm not misreading the situation every time I'm in there, but it really seems like you're extra nice to me and always twist my arm into shaking dice. Newsflash. Playing dice means you buy more drinks.
Yeah.
Buy more shots, probably. If I'm not misreading the situation, I'd really like the chance to take you out sometime and see where it goes. And if not, let's just pretend this little internet posting never happened and we'll go about our business. That was it.
What?
That was all that he wrote. So if you work at that little bar in Allenton,
which there can't be that many people,
right? This guy thinks that you're flirting with him when you're asking him to play dice.
Hey, it's a small town.
Which you're just trying to make some money, man.
Right now, Sheila's listening, going, "Damn it, Harvey! I don't want to date you."
Sheila and
Damn
Harvey.
Damn it, Harvey!
Those are total West Bend names. That's great.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Should they have to pay to be in the wedding? Is that what's happening? Or the kids?
Listen to this.
How does this story work out, please?
So I have this friend, and she's divorced.
It is wedding season.
Yes, and she has two little girls. And for her ex's family.
Okay.
The sister of her ex-husband is getting married, and she wanted the girls in the wedding. It's her nieces. They're flower girls, right?
Okay.
So she called the mom because they still have a relationship. Yeah. You know, she was married to this lady's brother.
Yes.
She's like, "I want him to be in the wedding." She's like, "Okay, sure. It's family. Of course they can be in the wedding." But then when it all came out, the mom ended up having to like take them shopping for the outfits, buy the outfits, buy, you know how that is. And mom's not even going to be at the wedding because the dad will be at the wedding.
Yeah.
And the dad will take the girls who will be. So the mom, my friend, is upset because she's like, why am I paying for my kids? Why am I spending hundreds of dollars for my daughters to be in this wedding when it's my ex's family? Why isn't he paying? And he's like, I'm not paying. I'm not the one that agreed to it. So, like, isn't that crazy?
Who wanted the kids to be in the wedding?
Well,
because the kids didn't want to be in the wedding.
Sister-in-law asked.
Okay.
So this, you know, and you see what I'm saying?
The sister-in-law asked the mom.
I get it. Like, it'd be like if my ex's family asked if my kids could be in a wedding and then I ended up paying for the whole thing, but I wasn't even at the wedding and I didn't go. And nobody in that side paid for it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It would just be weird. So 414-799-1037. I don't know if this has happened to other people or what you should. I mean, does she just eat the money, hundreds of dollars, and then
she's going to have to buy?
She's already said to the ex, "Why aren't you paying for the girls to be in this wedding? It's your family."
Now, when you say pay for them to be in the wedding, what are the expenses
outfits.
She's having to incur? Okay, outfits.
All right. You think of shoes. I mean, okay. I mean, these
I don't have kids.
Money.
I don't know. I know when I'm in a wedding, I have to rent a tux. Usually, it's usually $100 or so.
Yeah, you easily spend a couple hundred between party. I mean, bridesmaids spend like a thousand now between dress, bachelorette party, bridal shower. It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd. So I was just wondering, and you can always text at 71037. Do you think that the mom should be paying for it?
I think it should be a healthy split between the two of them.
So you think they should both pay for it?
I think so, yes.
Even though it's his family and they're divorced, the mom, it's not even her family, and she's paying for everything to be nice because they were once a family.
They both had a hand in having the kids, right?
Absolutely.
At one point. So I think they should both have a joint paying in the wedding, I think.
Yeah,
but
that's
just my two cents. I don't know. What do you think? 799-1037, or you can text 71037.
Wedding season is upon us.
Good morning, Kiss FM. What do you think?
Hi, my name is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Actually, I had something similar happen with my ex-husband.
Okay.
He got married and actually got married on the weekend that was not only my weekend, but we had another party planned. It was my brother's 18th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ended up having to take my daughter to get her hair done.
Uh-huh.
And I did her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my son's outfit for my ex-husband's wedding.
Now we're branching out even worse. Wow.
Right.
And your ex-husband, where's the freaking new wife in all this? I'm not saying the ex-husband shouldn't be buying the outfit, but I'm saying, like, even she wasn't out there to buy the outfit. It's bizarre.
No, and I did all that just for the kids because they wanted to look nice.
Of course you did.
I get that. So you think the mom should just pay for the flower girls to be in the wedding, even though it's the ex's family, and just eat it because it's family?
Hard as it is, if
the
mom really want to do it, I would do it for the kids.
Aren't we just enabling the dude then?
Yes,
again?
You are, 100%.
Again?
That's why I think he should pay at least half of it.
God.
A chunk of it.
See, because that's his wedding that you weren't going to be at, your ex's.
Yeah.
That kid would have showed up with no outfit, and that would have taught him a lesson.
Thanks for calling, Kate. Thanks, Kate.
She actually wouldn't have got him an outfit. I would never have done that.
Right. Lisa, good morning. What do you think? Should the mom have to pay for the kids to be in the wedding?
Actually, I think whoever's wedding it is responsible for the kids. My wedding, I paid for all of the kids.
I can see that, too.
What? No way. Wow.
Yes, because, honestly, it is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the very least, I got all the girls the same dresses, all the girls the same shoes, and it was done.
You know what? Yeah. I'm with you on that because I think you're already spending enough money on this wedding. You're already putting enough money into the stupid giant display of things.
Right.
What's another couple hundred bucks for a couple of outfits for kids? That can't be that expensive.
And And you know what? It's really not that expensive, especially if you're savvy. It doesn't have to be, but I mean, not everybody is savvy that way. But I don't think it's either person's responsibility. Actually, I think it's on the bride and groom because, I mean, they're kids.
Well, really. But the parent can say no.
Yeah.
The parent can say no.
That's true.
And the mom didn't say no. She didn't. She said yes, they can be in the wedding because it's her ex's family. And she didn't want to, like, you know, say no to his family because that's the kid's father.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about, I have this friend who is pissed because she's paying for everything for this wedding of her ex-sister-in-law, and the ex-husband's not doing anything to pay for it. And he won't.
Yeah, well, it says a lot about his character anyway.
Totally.
So Lisa,
he's an ex for a reason.
Good thing he's getting remarried.
Yes.
That lucky gal.
Lisa, you say the wedding party should have to pay for it then.
I honestly did.
It's an interesting take.
Kids, two boys, two girls, and it was so easy.
Yeah,
and I took care of everything. I got the sizes, and the kids were done.
Somebody else said that she agreed, though, to let the girls be in the wedding without asking the ex first. But still,
well,
it's his sister's getting married. The ex's sister, for crying out loud.
The non-parent of me says to make the kids get a job and make them pay for their own outfits themselves. Why not?
Get to work.
Start paying your own way, kid. It's Kiss FM 736. We're commercial free.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's like when you're driving down 43 and you see somebody with one of those roof rack things on their SUV with stuff inside of it, and it flies off the back, off the top, and almost hits your car. I couldn't tell if there were important things in that roof rack little compartment thing, but I feel bad for that person. And why didn't you secure it more to your roof?
Right?
I guarantee it was a man that did it and strapped it down very lightly and went, that'll hold. Because every man says that, and it doesn't, and hell to the no.
No, it does not.
Thank God it didn't hit me or anybody behind
me. Here's my hell to the no.
What's that?
When I'm driving down the road at, 11 a.m. yesterday, and all of a sudden my phone dings, and I look down, and it's a notification that Luke Perry died. That was like, huh? What?
Terry.
Dylan!
My phone went bananas with Luke Perry alerts yesterday.
Oh, it did.
Everybody was like, WISN, TMJ, E-Online, everybody.
Yeah, I love those,
What was your hell to
the I don't love people dying, but I love the notifications.
799-1037, or you can just text us, 71037. We'll read your text. We'll take your calls. Maybe it's the cold. Maybe you're involved in some sort of a slippery accident because the roads are a little slippery this morning. Whatever your hell to the no was, we'll read your text and take your calls. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 747. Time for Hell to the No.
Hell no.
What happened that made you say Hell to the No? When you need windshield washer fluid in your car and your hood latch is broke so you can't put the wiper fluid in your car.
Oh, no. What do you even do?
I just kind of pour it on there.
Huh? How do you... I had to
dump
go
the
to
fluid
a,
on the windshield? I don't know.
Go to a gas station with a... automotive repair. That's what I did when I had something broken, and it was something stupid like that, and they fixed it for free
away. Yeah,
I just went
latch.
In and said, I want to buy stuff from you, but I can't open my hood.
Oh.
And they're like, let us help you.
You end up spending more money. Somebody said, hell to the no, when Allie is the auction. When you DJ an event, Allie is the auctioneer and doesn't say hi to me. Hell to the no.
Wait, what?
I don't know what the event was.
It was the event over the weekend, the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance.
Oh, you didn't say hi to the DJ, apparently. And you hurt their feelings.
There was a DJ. I didn't see the DJ.
Well, the DJ should call in right now,
oh,
and we'll talk to them.
Oh, I'm sorry, DJ.
799-1037.
I was nervous about being an auctioneer. I'm not a professional. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
I'm not either.
I just screamed, somebody give me more money. Stand up, at one point, I said, all the survivors of ovarian cancer, please stand up so you can all remember why you're bidding. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
And I have no regrets.
Damn
doing
right,
that.
You should have.
I was like, now give me your money.
Hell yeah. Good morning, Bethany. Do you got a hell to the no?
Yes.
What is it?
Over the weekend, my ex-husband was supposed to get the kids, and on Friday, he texted me and said, oh, I can't get the kids on Saturday. I have plans.
What? Stop
that's
it.
That's not even the whole hell to the
stop
no.
Stop it.
Oh, it gets worse from there?
The audacity that he said, because we don't have a specific plan on when he gets the kids because his work hours are crappy.
And because he obviously doesn't care that much about the kids, or else he would have some kind of
right.
right, scheduled, so he has, but continue.
Right.
But don't get
but
me started.
He has audacity to tell me he chooses when he gets the kids.
He did not say that.
No.
Oh, my God. Women in their cars are screaming who deal with men like this. And I'm telling...
Hey, Bethany, don't you have a custody agreement?
No. That's what she just said.
I actually am in the process of going to the courthouse right now because I'm setting it up.
Because you're done with it. And let me tell you something.
I'm being nice.
You know what blows my mind? And, you see way more men do this. I'm not saying women don't do this. But when they just think, like, being a parent's optional. You know, like I have plans this weekend, so I'm not going to take care of my kid. Like, you know how many times I wish I could just go do something when I wanted to do something, but and say, oh, I can't take care of the kids. You got, could you imagine? Could you imagine if a mom did that on the regular?
No.
If a mom was like, I can't watch the kids this weekend. I have plans. You got this. Like, what the hell? It's not optional when you have a child, you freaking idiots.
And this is why I think anybody who wants to have a child should have to go through a class and get a license to be a parent. I think you should have to show that you're financially responsible.
I actually agree with you at this point.
You should show that you're financially responsible and mentally responsible to grow and to raise another human being so you don't have ass clowns like this that are like, I don't want to be a parent this weekend. No, you're a parent all the time.
And you don't have to be rich.
Exactly.
You just have to have enough work ethic and common sense to know how to parent a kid for crying out loud.
Jesus, did we just agree on something?
Yes.
Damn right.
You don't even have kids, Riggs.
I know.
Look at her. She got us all worked up, and it's not even our problem.
Jesus, thanks, Bethany. Appreciate listening.
No, it's funny. Good luck at the courthouse.
We would have been worked out about something else. Worked
Stick
up
it
about
to him
else.
So he can understand that it's not an option, being a parent.
No. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Allison. What is your hell to the no? You're calling from Tosa. What is
it? So when I was supposed to go on a first date this weekend, which was a repeat from the last time the guy canceled, he canceled again last minute. So, I go out with my friends instead. We go out to RGB. We're drinking.
Run into him. Oh, no.
I get super drunk.
Yeah.
I slip and almost fall. So I grab onto the first thing I could think of, which was this Croatian guy right next to me.
Uh-huh.
And he looks at me and he goes, oh, so are you down to F now?
What? I thought she was going to run into the date that canceled.
No, just because some guy caught you, he wants you to sleep with him?
Apparently.
So did you sleep with him?
He was probably at least 10 years younger than me. And I was like, are you kidding me, little boy?
Should have had a little fun. Like Samantha in Sex and the City.
Right? Those Eastern European men, sometimes. Thanks for calling,
so
Allison.
Rude.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, now you're going to get it, Riggs, for putting them all in a group.
What?
Now you said all the Eastern European men.
Eastern European men? Yeah. Good morning,
Dude, when
FM.
I went to Europe, the men were romantic as hell.
See?
I got hit on in such positive ways in Europe.
Christine, good morning. What is your hell to the no?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Mine is coming back from 86 degree Jamaican weather to this.
Oh, stop it right now. You and your hell to the no. Don't call and rub
you
in
know
your
my hell to the no is?
What's that?
When somebody calls and rubs in, they were in Jamaica.
Right? Keep
I'm
that
so
to yourself.
Jealous. I'm
Put
so
your
jealous.
Pictures on Facebook and let us like them there. Don't
Damn
call
it.
And rub it into our face. Hell to the no.
Who wants to go to Jamaica? Because I'm totally in.
Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your texts.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we got the sad news yesterday that 90210 and Riverdale star Luke Perry died, age of 52, after a massive stroke.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We just talked about him having a stroke. And
It wouldn't take this turn.
No.
I didn't think it would. So when I got the notification yesterday that Luke Perry had died, I about died.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I was like, whoa.
Well, no.
52.
The notification started rolling out left and right.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had two kids.
Two kids, fiance, an ex-wife. I didn't know he had kids either.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I didn't know that about Dylan McKay. You
got
to watch 90210 to understand Dylan McKay.
Dylan
McKay. It takes me back to all the feels. It's like Jordan Catalano.
Brenda, we've
it's
been
like,
out for 2 months. I have been absolutely faithful to you, and all I get is a bunch of promises and a lot of I'm sorry.
President
Dylan and Brenda.
You're going to spend 3 days in Palm Springs with Kelly and Donna.
What's wrong with that?
How about I get us a room?
Where?
In Palm Springs. Kelly and Donna can drop you off at the hotel, and you can tell your parents you're staying with them, and then we'll have 3 whole days to spend together.
Oh,
I
God.
Don't know.
Yes, you do.
Don't spend time with your friends.
That
Come
was
sleep
really
with me.
Rapey. Like, you would never see that. Was him pressuring her into sex, which eventually she did it with him on the show, but that was a big storyline. But I can't believe like you would never hear that scene now in a teen show. Come on. Let's get a hotel room. Leave your friends. Come on. Come on. And she's like, no. And he's like, come on. Could you imagine that nowadays?
Well, I could, but there'd be a healthy disclaimer before and afterwards about sexual assault.
Oh, God. And no means no.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. So, Dylan McKay, Luke Perry died. And then the other death yesterday. This person not as famous as Luke Perry, especially, but Keith Flint from a huge group. Don't get me wrong, Prodigy is a huge group.
Yeah, you may have heard this song in every fight scene from the 90s and 2000s ever.
I said this reminds me of Charlie's Angels when Justin Theroux, Jennifer Aniston's ex, fights like Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu and all them.
Oh yeah, I remember fire.
But Keith Flint, he was found dead at 49 of suicide. So the lead singer of Prodigy or the Prodigy. It's actually the Prodigy. But I've always called them Prodigy, so whatever.
Somebody texted in and they said, well, you didn't talk about the guy from the Prodigy. And we went, well, Luke Perry was a little bit of a bigger deal.
The person that texted that in clearly thinks this guy's more famous.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Prodigy was a famous group. But I certainly
don't want to minimize a suicide ever.
But if I said to my friends, did you hear about Luke Perry and the guy from Prodigy? They would go, tell me more about Luke Perry.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. It's just the truth.
It's just the truth.
I'm keeping it real here, people. But it's still awful that the guy died.
Wrestler King Kong Bundy died yesterday as well.
Who the hell's that?
Exactly. Gibbons would know.
See,
if
that's
he was
like
here.
Again, like the see now.
Three deaths yesterday. Luke Perry, 52, dead from that stroke.
The Prodigy sold like 30 million records. I mean, they did.
They did.
So he died at his home in London of suicide. But Luke Perry, dead at 52 from a stroke.
Uh-huh.
Lead singer of The Prodigy, Keith Flint, found dead of suicide at 49. And then the wrestler dude that I've never heard of that Riggs just brought up.
Yep. Three deaths yesterday.
This is awkward.
You knew all that, yes.
Oh, sad, too.
1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. That number's always available 24/7. Someone's always listening. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Did you see the big heated debate going on between Miller and Coors?
What?
Yeah. Miller and Bud Light. The battle. The billboard battle. We'll tell you what they're doing next. Hold on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie at 8:52. The battle between Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch heating up.
What happened? It's I don't know anything about
battle.
This.
Have you been on the South Side? Have you seen the billboards that have popped up that Bud Light put up? Where they're talking about the corn syrup used in Miller Lite.
Okay, no. I've been on the South Side. I've not seen one.
Okay. Well, this all stems back to the Super Bowl ad that was Bud Light ran against Miller Lite, where they said the Miller Lite uses corn syrup in their beer, and there was this whole goofy commercial that they did.
And then everybody went back to eating their Cheetos that already had corn syrup in them. No, I'm just making...
Well, I guess Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch and a bunch of other breweries were on board to do this big collective marketing campaign where they kind of rebrand the light beer industry and kind of revitalize it because Miller and Bud and all those ones are kind of slumping in sales because people are turning to craft beers now. That's what they're saying. They've seen a slump in sales, so they're trying to revitalize everything. And now Miller Coors says that they're backing out of this whole thing. They were like, we're going to do this whole kumbaya thing with the whole beer industry and try to revitalize things.
Including Budweiser?
Yes. But now Miller Coors is pulling out.
Oh, now I get it.
So Miller Coors is pulling out, being like, dude, if you're going to go run some slam ads against us in the Super Bowl and then put up billboards in our own backyard, we don't want to be on the same team as you and try to collaborate anymore. So Miller Coors has said, we're out. If you've seen the billboards, I think it's just a free ad for Miller, really. Because if you're a Bud Light brand and you're putting something about Miller Light uses corn syrup in their beer, I'm going to be like, all right, you're in Miller country. I'm going to drink Miller Light because I see Miller Light.
Don't mention
the competition.
No, I would have backed out, too.
Yeah.
Did you by any chance see the article that just came out how many days ago? 10 days ago?
Uh-huh.
About a weed killer being found in some beers?
What?
Not just some, like a lot of companies. Like, like it's, you can Google it.
Is it one of those things where it's a tiny little trace of weed killer?
This is a WebMD article, and it is, the title is Weed Killer Chemical Found in Popular Beer and Wine.
Really?
So then I think it's going to be one brand.
Uh-huh.
No. No.
Several of them?
They said all but one of 20 alcoholic beverages analyzed in a recent study by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group had detectable levels of the pesticide glyphosate.
I don't know what
that is. It is the pesticide known for being in weed killer Roundup, the stuff that's supposed to give you cancer.
Well, I would maybe when they're treating the hops, it's something in there. I don't
know.
The
woman says the levels we found are not in themselves dangerous. They're below the EPA tolerance levels.
Sure.
I wouldn't tell someone, don't drink beer or wine.
Right.
But why would you want that weed killer in my beer? Uh-huh. Like, is that even, how is that legal? Now I understand why people like Kourtney Kardashian go to Congress and say, you do not tell the people the truth about what they're eating and drinking. Like, yeah. You are straight up, your standards are too low. You're lying to people.
I guarantee it's something, wow. something used in the hops when they're making, when they're growing the hops or whatever it is. And it's probably a very small trace of it. But again, remember, you're looking
just
at a web.
Roundup.
But you're looking at a WebMD article.
Yeah.
And they tend to over-exaggerate things a little bit. Would you agree?
No, they don't.
What?
We do.
We do?
WebMD doesn't over-exaggerate. We over-exaggerate.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
You go to WebMD and it tells you all the things it could be. And you leave there deciding you have cancer,
yes.
Not an eye infection.
Every time.
That's your fault. Okay?
I know.
That's your own fault.
I don't trust WebMD. That's why.
I'd rather an article about doctors be from WebMD versus... I mean, what's the difference between USA Today? Why do they have any more credibility in the medical world?
I'm just going to go with the alcohol kills the weed killer and it's okay to drink. I'm just going to live with
that. Guys, how it stays for so long.
Ignorance is bliss to
Amen,
me.
Brother.
Ignorance is bliss.